Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Thank you for joining us here today. Today on The Key, we're going to be examining a very interesting and pertinent question. It's a question that a lot of people, especially Muslims, living in non-Muslim countries or in, you know, places where there is a high concentration of non-Muslims, ask. A lot of times this is a question that people who are Muslims but who have non-Muslim family members often ask, regardless of whether the person is a convert to Islam or, you know, he has some distant relatives who belong to or adhere to another faith. This is a question that, you know, we get asked a lot. That question is this. Quranically, is it permissible for a Muslim to pray for a non-Muslim, to ask God to forgive them, to ask God to, you know, cover them with his mercy? Is this something permissible or not? And, you know, this can be kind of, this question, the first thing that comes to mind is that, you know, this is not permissible. But then people turn around and say, well, aren't these people, aren't they creatures of God? And isn't God a merciful being? And shouldn't we at least, you know, we care for these people. We want them to be guided. Shouldn't we at least be able to pray God to guide such people or not? So this is a question that we'd like to ask today. Let's look at this question and examine it from a Quranic point of view. In the Quran, we read the following verse, that it's not permissible for the Prophet or those who believe to ask forgiveness for the polytheists, even if they are their close relatives. Right? So in this verse, the apparent meaning of this verse is that it's not permissible for us to ask forgiveness for, you know, these people who are polytheists or non-believers, non-Muslims. In continuation, let's look at the continuation of the verse. The verse says, in continuation, says, after it has been clear to them, meaning for the Prophet and the believers, that they are the inhabitants of hell. Right. So when we put these two, the first part of this verse with the second part of the verse together, we can come to the conclusion that the impermissibility of praying for a non-Muslim, right, a disbeliever, is after, right, after it becomes clear that this person is definitely going to go to hell. And there's no chance in the world, there's no chance that this person will be forgiven, or he has any, you know, there's a remote possibility that he will be guided to the straight path. Right? Like, so the converse of this is that if there is a slight possibility that God will forgive the person, if he can be guided, then, you know, the converse of this is that it should be permissible, based on this Quranic verse, permissible to pray for the person. And therefore, so if there is, you know, a person, he's living, you know, he has some non-Muslim friends or relatives, and he feels that this person, you know, there is a shade of slight chance or a shade of the possibility that this person could be guided, according to this verse of the Holy Quran, it is permissible to pray for the person, ask God to, oh God, please guide this person, God, forgive this person. It's interesting to note, in Imam Khomeini, in his book, 40 Hadiths, right, he actually mentions the fact that we should pray for these people. In fact, if we find that there's a disbeliever, right, and even if he's the most staunch disbeliever, we should say, oh God. We shouldn't say, oh God, curse this person. We should say, God, if this person is liable to be guided, please guide him. Otherwise, we should make our prayer in a conditional fashion. We should say, otherwise, oh God, punish him. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were examining the permissibility of praying for disbelievers according to the verses of the Holy Quran. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.